And finally this evening, we leave you with this Easter message from the newly appointed President of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, Cardinal Peter Turkson.
Christians are about to celebrate Easter. And the celebration of Easter basically derives from the celebration of the Passover of the Jews of the Old Testament. When the Old Testament talks to us about Passover, it's an invitation to celebrate the deliverance of the Israelites from Egyptian bondage. So it's a deliverance from slavery. It's a celebration of liberation. It's a celebration of freedom. When we Christians celebrate, Passover in the sense of, Easter, it's also a celebration of how through the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus, we also celebrate freedom, liberation from the power of evil, the power of sin in our lives. Therefore, we can put the two together. The celebration of liberation in the Old Testament, the celebration of liberation through Jesus in the New Testament, all becomes themes of liberation. And when that is the case, then we can remind ourselves about the fact that the liberation from enslavement or slavery in Egypt and the liberation from evil, sin, and death in the case of Jesus all invite us to recognize, one, that there is evil in our lives and the evil in the world. Two, that we can become enslaved by these tendencies of evil in the world in our lives, and that in Jesus we're invited to overcome, to share in Jesus' victory, overcoming the power and the presence of evil in our lives and in the world. And this, I think, is one message that we can celebrate at Easter.